wanted to tell you forever. To tell you just how I feel about you. And I feel so, so much. I've fantasized about it. It's kind of ridiculous. It's ridiculous how often I have fantasized about how I would say the words. About how I would tell you that I love you. I think for a while now, I've wanted it to be perfect. I wanted to use the perfect words. I wanted the perfect ambience. I wanted perfection. But God knows, nothing is perfect in this world. I have looked for the words to say it. The words that would convey the depth of my feeling. The words that would say it. The words that would just let you know. But I don't know them. I know now that there isn't a way for this to be perfect. And I don't want it to be perfect. I want it to be me saying the words. So, I'm saying the words. I love you. I adore you. I am utterly besotted. You fascinate me. I am fascinated with your being, every bit of you. Your brain. Your soul, your eyes, your smile. Your voice. The way you are. The things you say, I am endlessly fascinated. You intoxicate me. You overwhelm me. You undo me. Not in a way of being nervous. Not in a way of being afraid. You overwhelm me with this sense of emotion I have for you. This love that is just pouring out of me. Every pore. There's not enough of me to contain the love. There's just so much. A love that is shining. Shining like diamonds in the sunlight. And each twist and turn reveals a new facet. A love that is grateful. I feel so grateful for you. I feel so lucky. And I love and treasure every minute that we spend together. I don't know when it happened. I can't pinpoint the moment where I started loving you. It wasn't a moment or a series of moments. It was the spaces in between. The fall was slow and sudden. Soft and hard. I fell. And I was bruised and caressed at the same time. You are so important to me. You are everything to me. You are the first person I call. The first person I think of when I wake up. When I open my eyes, it's you. You are the last person I think of before I go to sleep. And when I close my eyes, I think of you. I dream of you. It's you. When I'm at work and I'm busy, busy with 1,000 things calling for my attention, I miss you. I miss you and I long for you. When it's late at night and I have insomnia, when I'm staring at the ceiling, I'm counting the minutes until I can hold you, hear you laugh. While the world slumbers, I'm waiting. Waiting until I can be with you again. And I need you to know that. I need you to know that you are loved. I need you to know that you are adored. Every day. Even when we are just doing the most boring domestic things. When we're cleaning the house or cooking or shopping, I just stop and think. How did I get this lucky? Because I have you. And I am struck dumb just by the wonder of loving you. I used to think that love was about the words. The grand gestures, but it's not. It's everything else. It's the actions that come along with the words. The actions that come with saying I love you. It's the taking care of each other when we're sick. Surprising each other. Making each other laugh. That is love, and we love every day. I wish I could tell you, though. I wish I could tell you just how I feel. I wish I could scream it from the rooftops. I would go hoarse. I love being there for you. I love making you laugh. I love having you to be my partner, to be my friend. Loving you is stunning. Loving you is amazing. Loving you is the best thing in my life. And that sounds so lame. It does. Because I feel like I'm a cliche. You're amazing. You're everything. You are like finding 5 pounds in your pocket. You're like being able to lie in. You're like having your favorite meal. You're like winning the lottery, kind of amazing. Loving you is incredible. Loving you has changed my life. You read about these amazing love stories. The novels that they forced you to read in school. The books you take on holiday. The romance novels that you hide but secretly adore. You read them and you never imagine that something that magical could happen to you. And if I'm honest, it hasn't, because this is so much better. Because it's real. You're real, and what we have is real. We were friends first. Friends, and then we were more. And then we were everything. You are my best friend, and I am so incredibly lucky to have you. The moment that I was brave enough to admit it to myself, to admit that it wasn't just friendship I was feeling. That moment, taking that risk, that is something that I will never, ever regret. Because I love you. I love that we are vulnerable with each other, bare and naked and free. That's my favorite thing. That I can be myself, I can be honest, and you can be honest. That we don't have to pretend. I can just be me, and you can just be you. And I love you. You are something that I didn't know that I could have. I never thought I would be lucky enough. I never thought that I would deserve you. And I don't know how or what I did, but you're mine. I love you. And I want you to know that. And this is my attempt to say, I love you. You are loved, you are adored, and I love you. I just love you so, so much.